A solution to the Cyprus issue seems farther away after two developments this week. The Turkish Cypriot leader Ralph Denktaş announced Wednesday that he will reject a European Union aid package if it's channeled through the internationally recognized Greek-led Cyprus government. The aid package would provide around $14 million to Mr. Denktaş's cash-strapped enclave, which is recognized as an independent country only by Turkey. Mr. Denktaş dismissed the aid offer as an attempt to force him, in his words, to submit to the internationally recognized Cypriot government. The decision comes after hopes are raised of an end to the 29-year-old division of Cyprus as part of the government's entry into the European Union, planned for late next year. But reunification talks collapsed in March when Mr. Denktaş refused to accept a United Nations peace plan. His position led to unprecedented demonstrations against him in the north of Cyprus. Even after that setback, the dividing line between northern Cyprus and the rest of the island was open to ordinary civilian traffic for the first time last month, raising hopes that there still might be progress on reunification. But so far there's been none. The rejection of the EU offer by Ralph Denktaş came as no surprise to the Greek Cypriot administration. The former foreign minister, Yanakis Kassalidis, condemned the move.
He again puts in front the aim of his policy to have his so-called Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus recognized, and therefore whatever measure is taken which does not take into account this recognition that he is seeking, he is opposing it. This is detrimental to the efforts to reach a settlement.
Also this week, the British Special Envoy for Cyprus resigned, and the British government said he will not be replaced, at least for the moment. The envoy, David Hannay, had been in his post for 7 years. The United Nations Special Envoy for Cyprus, Alvaro de Soto, has also returned to his office in New York, although he will continue to work on the issue. Nathan Morley for VOA News, Nicosia.